Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're recording live from the Intel Developer Forum at San Francisco. And I am delighted to be joined by Ravi Varanasi, General Manager of Cloud Security Solutions at Intel. Welcome.
Thank you, Allison. Thanks for having me here.
I can't wait to talk to you about what's going on in security in the data center. But why don't we just start with a description of what your org is chartered to do within the data center group at Intel?
My team is responsible for data center security products. So all across the data center, when it comes to DC transformation or cloud security, both from an Intel and a partner perspective, to meet customer needs for data center security and defending the data center.
Nobody is going to debate that security in the data center is an important topic. But when you look at Intel at the top level, what is our role and what is our unique role to play within security within the data center?
We have a very unique role to play in the data center. Given that we have a large footprint in data center and it's a massive adoption, and our footprint is also expanding with the data center into cloud models and also into virtualized models for the data center. Under these circumstances, defending the data center with proactive and reactive approaches to security so that people use security as an enabler to transform the data center, not security as a bottleneck or security as a problem to stop doing things. We want to convert the mindset of our customers, OEMs, of the service providers, where Intel becomes the root of trust, the hardware footprint to rely on, both for security and for performance at the same time.
We talk a lot about hardware root of trust. Why is that so critical? And what has Intel delivered in terms of core technology on the platform to enable that hardware root of trust?
The transformation itself to cloud or to virtualized models is slowing down because customers don't have visibility to know what is on the other side to put their assets on. So trust becomes a critical piece for me to rely on something saying I have a known good infrastructure that I want to send my workloads or data or my network functions into, so it's still under my control as a customer. So the root of trust that is rooted in our own architecture enables a chain from the boot process through the hypervisor, through the guest OS, up to the application to tell us that the entire stack the customer is running, even if the stack is fragmented across geographical locations, the root of trust is something that Intel can uniquely provide and say that we stand behind what we say is good and we guarantee it in the data center. That is critical for customers moving into this data center and allowing the transformation of the data center.
We introduced a technology earlier this year called Cloud Integrity Technology.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about Cloud Integrity Technology and what it delivers?
So we have delivered 3.0 version this year. Cloud Integrity Technology is about using this Intel root of trust to provide a software-based enabler that runs better and runs in a rooted form with Intel TXT, TPM, and all of the hardware, including our own AES-NI, crypto, compression, quick assist, and all of these line cards. Relying on them and hiding the complexity of the hardware, CIT provides a software toolkit and SDK interface to customers so that they can start relying on the contents of this with golden measurements, what we call golden hashes, where we say a particular hypervisor has been measured or hashed, and we in CIT guarantee that this hash is the same as what the customer expected in their supply chain. The code that is running on the infrastructure is guaranteed to be safe when it boots up, whether a Docker container or a VM sitting on a standard hypervisor environment, all the way to an application-based container. CIT provides that level of measurement and trust. CIT 3.0 takes this trust and attestation to the next level by encrypting the workloads. That way, the workload, like a VM, can move with an encrypted workload in a confidential form and it will be brought up in the remote location only after that geographically it is right, that the user or the environment that it is supposed to be in is the right environment. Then we share the key with them and then they decrypt it and boot it up. So it adds integrity and confidentiality with geolocation control to all the compute, network, and storage workloads.
We also have heard about the data security appliance. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
All customers we met, when we asked them, what is one thing that you need for cloud security? Most of them say, my information needs to be secure. You could lose control on infrastructure, you could lose control on PaaS or software as a service, SaaS environments, but a customer can never lose control on enterprise data. So we embarked on a data security appliance, which provides encryption of data at the enterprise edge using Intel architecture, and it runs much better on Intel with proper acceleration, 60 to 72% performance benefit, and keeps keys within customer control while freeing up the data to go wherever it can go for storage. So people can now use cheaper storage, scalable, replicated storage environments free of the boundary controls as long as it is encrypted and keys will remain within the control of enterprise. So we have a proof of concept now with DSA, the data security appliance, that is now in beta trials as we speak.
What has the security team got going at IDF and what are you really excited about?
What I'm really excited about is the fact that we have three major customers who set up their booths to talk about what we are showing to other customers. We have a booth from IBM SoftLayer right next to us in the data center pavilion where they have standardized on CIT. We have other booths in Citrix, where Citrix, Mirantis, and Intel got together to show with Mirantis Fuel and Citrix Zen Server and Intel CIT coming together to provide a very unique attestation, orchestration, and security solution. So we have Citrix, we have IBM SoftLayer, we have our OEM vendor like Quanta, and we also have our own Cloudera showing big data analytics running on a trusted platform. It is really exciting for us to see customer booths showing the same thing.
Yeah, that's got to be really cool to see how they've used your technology to
Absolutely.
Innovate on top.
And when you look at the Intel security controller from our Intel security group, which we are all working together with, the integration of McAfee/Intel security solutions with our trust and attestation solutions, the integration of our firewall or an IPS or an advanced threat detection solution from our own division there in Intel security, and how it runs our network solutions, what Brocade has to show when you have DPDK giving you almost 80% performance benefit even for a traditional firewall if you run that on an Intel architecture. This shows the ecosystem for cloud is for real, and this is actually happening. That's the exciting part.
Well, Ravi, thank you so much for spending time with us today. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you, as always.
Thank you, Allison. Thanks for the time.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.